Welcome, 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 my brothers and sisters, to the Smart Sister Show. Woo, it's been a minute, but I am back, I am black, and I am ready to do the damn thing. I just had to take a break, y'all. There's so much stuff going on in my personal life and mentally dealing with all this BS going on in the world, but you know, I can't stay away and not give my opinion, and you know, I'm gonna keep it 150. And as you can see by the picture I have here of Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, which that's not his real name, but you know. All of y'all know what time it is. Today, I want to talk about Zionism equals white supremacy. Period. They're one in the same. Now, before all of y'all start getting your little panties and your shorts and a wad, I'm not calling every person of Jewish descent a Zionist. Okay? Every Jewish person is not a Zionist, but in my opinion, every Zionist is a white supremacist. Period. Because when we look at what's been going on since October 7th, okay, we're 5 months into this now, all right? It has played out exactly how white supremacy works all over the world when you oppress people. Now, some of y'all want to say, oh, well, you know, they have a right to exist. I have been on so many lives on TikTok and everywhere else with people talking about this subject till it's getting to be ad nauseum. First of all, if you really go to the Old Testament in the book, you don't have a right to the land because everybody doesn't believe in the same book that you believe in. So for you to come to a place given to you by other white folks, i.e. Britain, okay, who gives anybody the right to take away from people that have already been there? Now, we've heard all these discussions. This is just my take. And for those of you that think black people are not supposed to have a take, you know what you can do. For the black folks that feel like that's not our fight, that has nothing to do with us, then you have lost your humanity as well. Oppression is oppression. Is oppression wherever it is. And black people have always stepped up to the plate and fought for everybody that's been oppressed. Malcolm X talked about this. Okay. Huey Newton of the Black Panthers went over there. Okay. Nelson Mandela. So for all of y'all that think that we don't have an opinion and a say, please, some of our greatest leaders did. So if you don't want to, that's on you. But you don't need to try to come and look at another black person that's about helping all of humanity. I am doing this video on this situation, but I have worked and been aware of this problem for decades. Same thing with my people in the Congo, my people in Somalia, my people in the Sudan, in different countries all over Africa. And some of the same people that have something to say about this situation don't even know a damn thing about it since before 5 months ago. And you certainly don't know what the hell is going on in these African countries. They don't give a damn. So all of y'all with that, miss me. Miss me with that. Okay, now back to Mr. Netanyahu, who is a doggone Zionist white supremacist, period. That's who he is. He don't give a damn about his own people, really, nor the Palestinians. This dude wants to be back running stuff and making Israel be the country he thinks it needs to be, that he will kill some of his own folks. And that's what happened on October 7th as well. Some of the people that were unalived and killed were killed by Israeli soldiers. So, you know, my thing is this. Everybody needs to get off of their BS. My mother always said everybody got a little dog hair in their shit. And that's the truth. You got all these stories back and forth, tit for tat, this, that, and a third. When the results speak for themselves, you don't kill 1,200, but then you go back and kill 30,000. Do the math. What the math ain't mathing, as they say. And the fact that you even kill some of those 1,200 people, your own damn self, okay? You're lying. You're using the media, talking about beheaded babies and all this stuff. You got the media on lock here in the United States. I don't care what anybody says. It is the truth, okay? And so, it's no need to keep going back and forth. It is what it is. The people died on the 7th. You did a comeback, a payback of 30,000, including children. You're sick. You have a damn problem. And nobody has the right to exist to do that kind of bullshit. And if that's what you believe, then you're a damn Zionist, and you're also a white supremacist. Period. Case closed. There is no way possible that it's the same thing like what has happened with black people here in the United States. You do everything to them, take away all their rights, take away any kind of power they want to have over their own community, okay, and then turn around and blame them. You know, you're telling them to pull themselves up by the bootstrap, but they have on no boots. You took them too. Okay, it's the same garbage. It's the same garbage. Period. Now, I don't want to start sounding like Umar Johnson saying shit three times. But anyway, and I'm not taking any of this lightly. I just, in my life, in my psyche, you have to break it up some. Because ultimately, you will run yourself crazy. And black people know this well. Because we've had to deal with this garbage for centuries now. Okay? So, miss me again. Miss me again. You don't know what it feels like, which some of you do now. Some of you do now. Some of you that never thought about it, anything, never saw any of this stuff, that's what social media has done to bring all the images that you can see now of what's really been going on in the world a long damn time. Okay, and it's not just in Palestine. Like I said, I mentioned the other countries of my people in Africa. Nothing new there. Nothing new under the sun. Because there's been oppression and all over the world carried on by our governments while you know, kicking it, going to go get you a Starbucks or a whatever. You ain't got a clue. You know, some people going to the doggone Taylor Swift concert. That's your life. Okay? And don't get me wrong. You got to live your life the way you want to live it. But damn, it's in your face. You can't go away from it. You can't shy away from it. And to me, the fact that the world can watch this happen and not do anything, and all these courts and shit don't mean a damn thing, because you know who runs them. Let's just be real about it. Let's just be totally real about it. It's a fucking cartoon. Okay? Same thing with the Jewish lobby, AIPAC, here in the United States that runs most of our politicians. Let's be real. That's real. Okay? Media outlets, that's real. The film industry, that's real. Okay? So we need to all, everybody needs to get off their bullshit. It is what it is. And they've used this, all those areas, to put out a narrative that will keep, make them feel like they are okay with what they're doing. And it's bullshit. And I'm just going to call it out like I see it. And Netanyahu, I did some research. Basically, he's an Ashkenazi, and he's from where? Poland or wherever the hell his family is from. Okay? It's bullshit. It's bullshit. I look, most of the prime ministers of Israel have been Ashkenazi. Okay? So, what does that tell you? You know, the white descended Jewish people are the ones that's been running shit in Israel. Okay? So, you know, I don't want to hear it. Sterilize Ethiopian Jews, women, females, and everything else. You got dog hair in your shit, like I said earlier. And then when I saw some video of him talking about, well, you know, kind of like, as soon as we get through getting rid of all these Palestinians, you know, he's like, you know, we have to go and we're going to go help our African friends. Help your, what? You ain't lose shit in Africa. As a matter of fact, you raped Africa every way that you can. So how dare you? It ain't shit. You need to go to Africa to do, but get the hell out of it. That's it. What in the hell? You know, this man, you know, there are no words. There are no words. But, and like I know, honey, life, karma is real. And don't think he ain't getting ready to get some. So that's enough for his ass for right now. Now, let me go to the next person that's getting on my last particular nerve. And y'all see who this is. Now, I'm going to make this into a podcast. So for everybody on the podcast, I just brought up a picture of Joe Biden. Slow Joe, Jim Crow Joe, whatever you want to call him. Okay, now this I can really talk about him because he is the president of the United States. Now, my thing with this, the fact that he perpetrated and passed on some of the propaganda, especially about the beheaded babies that came out to be a lie and not true. And you're the president of the United States and you didn't vet that information first. They just run with it. Then he ended up having to eat some crow. Okay? And the fact that you're so wholeheartedly into supporting Israel, and we already know that's because they run this country. And I don't want to hear the stuff about, you're anti-Semitic. First of all, most of y'all, Semitic means it's based on the languages that were spoken. There isn't a Semitic race, and basically, if you did a DNA test on most Israelis, there's no DNA marker for being Jewish. Okay, I can go and become a part of Judaism if I want to, which you know damn well, I don't have the bloodline on that one, which I beg to differ. Some people would differ in terms of who the Israelites were. But anyway, okay, back to Slow Joe. Here he is gonna talk all this shit, right? Supporting, it's our money that's killing these people. Because if the United States stopped and said, we're not giving you another damn dime, the shit would stop tomorrow. Now, that's just what God loves, the truth. Okay, it would stop. They, what could they do? how they gonna make it without our money and without American money over the decades. Okay, so let's just keep it real, keep it a buck. Without the money, he could shut it down tomorrow, but what does Slow Joe do? Nothing but get him more money. And now, all of a sudden, now, you got Chuck Schumer that just had his little speech. And then now they're talking tough or whatever. 30,000 people are dead already. You want to come now, last minute, Slow Joe, to act like you're so fucking concerned when we know you are not? It's just looking pretty damn bad. Okay? So, being in election year, I guess I guess we do need to, look into this, because it's getting bad. All these babies being killed, we can't just push it off like we do regarding black people. You know, in Africa, they would give a damn, and we've been massacred all for years. Our babies are hungry. Our children over there are hurting. Nobody gives a shit about that, though. You know, who cares about that? But damn, now we're looking pretty bad with this Palestinian thing. Okay? And what a fucking joke. Once again, like I said, it's a cartoon. Now, you got something to say? And you gonna trot out Chuck to make some damn statements? We gonna see. To see what it is, that's what happens with white supremacy. Now, Zionism is over there. White supremacy is here. White supremacy is here. And the way white supremacy works is divide and conquer. And if you can't beat them, join them. So they had already tried to divide and conquer. You know, they tried to get, you know, black people can't talk about the Palestinians. Palestinians, you know, should be all separated away from the Arabs. You know, we got to give the money. We got to stay cool. Certain Arabs, certain other Arabs know we're going to go over there and bomb them. You know, the Arabs we don't like. And like I'm saying, the Arab countries need to come together against this fool, against Netanyahu, and help their own people. But that's their stuff. That's what they gotta do. All I can do over here in terms of this dude is, obviously, y'all already know, I'm not voting for him. Second of all, he's just trying to clean up a little bit and mop up a little bit, because in a few months people will be voting, and a lot of people that are leftist independents ain't having it. And so for all of y'all that are Biden sexuals that are gonna be so upset, well, my thing is this: my vote is my vote. I can do what I want with it, just like everybody else. That's it. You know, and if I want to vote for somebody else, I should vote for somebody else. You should be voting out of fear of something else. You should, the Democrats should have been had boots on the ground a long time ago to try to get people involved. As this election is showing how bad he's doing, how the Democrats suck, okay? And so, why don't you get more Democrats out to vote that to make sure he gets in? Don't sit up here and try to blame it on black women, blame it on black men. Y'all stay at home. We've been voting 90-something% for the Democrats for decades and don't have shit to show for it. And y'all can come up here with every excuse in the world. None of the issues, even the issues he promised during the last campaign. You know, what happened to that lift every voice or whatever, and, you know, police reform and da-da-da-da-da. Everybody else got something. What we get? Juneteenth that we celebrate anyway? What else we get? Hip-hop anniversary that your vice president had a party at our house. Ooh. Do y'all just have that much disrespect for the intelligence of black people? It blows my mind. It blows my mind. And this thing is right in on it. Okay, so she's going to get to see, because if you don't mind, I got a feeling she's going to be stepping down or whatever and get her off the ticket and put somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Gavin Newsom, the governor of the state where I live. Okay, but this dude has been ratchet a long time. I just saw a new video that came out from years ago when he was talking about Haitians. That they should just be pushed down in the water and wouldn't nobody care. I mean, he said this shit out of his mouth. And y'all are sitting up here running, going to vote for this fool because you're scared of Trump. Well, I don't know why, and I'm not a Trump supporter either. Please don't nobody come with that. But if you don't vote for Biden or if you stay home, that's just a vote for Trump. No, it's not. If y'all would get your asses out and hit the ground running and start trying to register more people to vote Democratic. No, y'all sit back. We can just sit back and wait on all these black people, you know, white people that are divided. It's okay, because the blacks and, you know, whoever can come up the rear and make sure we win. That's what happened the last time. Black people got him in. And for him to even say, if you don't vote, you can't make up your mind who you need to vote for, you ain't black. You know, I ain't black if I don't vote for him. Well, I guess I'm Puerto Rican right now. Because ain't no way my conscience could let me vote for a man that could sit back and see what has happened and do nothing. That can sit back and try to and not support my own people. That's why I love this new brother in Burkina Faso, Ibrahim Touré, young brother, the youngest African leader in Africa. And he tried to send some motorcycles and stuff over there, thinking this brother is going to fall for that bullshit. He sees straight through it. And thank God more African countries are starting to see straight through that bullshit. So guess who he met with? Putin. You know, and they, okay, well, why not? They got a right to deal with whoever the hell they want to deal with. And just because it's not going to be the West, oh well. And that is what, you know, the lesser of two evils. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to hurl. I don't vote for you. At all. So let the chips fall where they may. If the Democrats keep not listening to people and think they gonna get back in, try again. And that other fool, Trump, Lord Jesus, but if black people catch hell no matter who the hell the damn president is. So y'all can keep trying to make up shit. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Our pockets, our existence, they just found a brother in a tree, strange fruit, a couple of weeks ago. There ain't much change for us. So I don't know what you're talking about, but that's a whole nother video that I will do very soon. But that's it for this one. You all please hit the like button. Subscribe if you like podcasts better. I'm going to change this into a podcast. And so if you want to, I'd appreciate if you go there, follow it, go to my website, smartsister.com, and you can see where the podcast links are. And I'm everywhere. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on, Apple Podcast, anywhere you can get a podcast, I'm there, Spotify, all of them, and you can go back and maybe even listen to some of my other podcasts from the past that can give you a better idea of where I'm coming from, okay, and I'm getting ready to start doing this, doing a live every Sunday. I'm going to dedicate myself to doing a live on a topic in the news, on and air, anything about race or just life in general. That's my kind of subtitle, Life, Race, and Politics. So if you like my opinions, if you disagree, go listen, send me, put comments under the videos or at the where you get the podcast, and let me know how you feel. And you know, you make a cogent point. I'm always open. I'm a open book in terms of trying to learn, trying to do better. But this right here, Zionism equals white supremacy, hands down.